T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Better Living. I'm your host, Nick Carissimi, continuing our conversation about the NeuroFitness Foundation. We just got done speaking to their president, Paul Howard. We will now speak to club director, Shelby Lauderdale. How you doing?
Morning, Nick. Doing great.
It's good to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
It's been a while.
It has.
All right, so for those that don't know, club director, it could be kind of a vague title. You're the man in charge of exercise up there. Is that how you would put it?
In charge of the whole facility, exercise, managing volunteers, opening the place up, closing it down, cleaning, maintenance on machines.
So
name
you are
it.
Club director.
Yes.
And psychologist. All right, so the last time that we spoke, if I'm not mistaken, you were the only employee of the NeuroFitness Foundation.
Yes.
Is that still the case?
We do have some really good volunteers on hand that help us out a lot.
You have volunteers that are, they might as well be employees.
They're close, yeah.
And I think that speaks to the spirit of the NeuroFitness Foundation. People don't come in there soft. It seems like everybody in there comes in like a hurricane and they stick.
Ready to get their hands dirty, ready to help out and get back. Yes, absolutely.
All right, so how long have you been there?
7 years now, a little over.
7 years. Mm-hmm. Is it surprising that you've been there this long to you?
Yes.
I mean, that's a long time.
Very much so. By far the longest job I've ever had, longest time I've ever been at a place. And when I first came in, it's kind of deer in the headlights, real intimidated by the whole scene. You know, hadn't really dealt with disabilities and just all that's involved with that, you know. But now here we are 7 years later. I love it. You know, love being there and can't imagine not now.
Are you fazed by anything now? Are you in that kind of zone where you've seen it all and you're just like, let's get to it?
Not really. Yeah, we're just ready to go. I've seen most everything. I mean, you know, life will always throw you a curveball, and sometimes, you know, you come across stuff you've never experienced before. But we've got a great group. It's easy to assimilate that, you know, with what we're doing. But yeah, I'm used to most of it now. Yeah.
Is there something that you see a lot, or is there maybe a common thread for the people that are there? You work with physical and mental disorders, illnesses, those kind of things. But is there something that maybe seems to be, for lack of a better word, popular?
I mean, the most common things that we see are spinal cord injuries, stroke, MS. Those are probably the big three. And then, you know, of course, anything else, TBIs, cerebral palsy, West Nile, Guillain-Barré. I mean, I could just go down the list of the different things that we've seen.
Let's talk about the facility. So what separates this gym from other gyms? When I went there, I was actually surprised at the stuff that looked like you would find in a normal gym. And then there was other things that I had never seen before, and I didn't even know what they were used for until I saw them actually being used.
So a lot of the weight equipment is very similar to what you would see in a normal gym, except that ours are wheelchair accessible. Most all of our upper body equipment, for instance, has stools that are removable. You don't have to be in a wheelchair, but it is accessible without having to transfer out, you know, for the different machines. But that's all still pretty standard to what you would see in a normal gym. And then some of the different things we do, you know, we have standing frames, which help clients stand who can't stand on their own. I even have a couple that are called standing gliders, and it's like an elliptical built in with the standing frame.
I saw that.
You can stand, you can actually move your arms and legs, work out. They're great. They're fantastic. We have treadmills and ellipticals like a normal gym also.
Those are different. Correct? I thought that.
Well, we have a harness over one of our treadmills.
Okay.
You know, if you've got some balance or gait issues, you know, that'll help hold you up. I've got motorized bicycles, so, you know, if you're not able to move your legs, these machines move your legs for you. They help with circulation, help with bone health. There's a lot of different things that'll help with. We got a new vibration plate, which, you know, helps with circulation, helps with stimulation through the body, standing or sitting. It works both ways. Mats for stretching, parallel bars where we do a lot of gait training and walking, new steps. I mean, we try to keep a lot of everything. We've got exercise balls, things for your hands, TheraBands. I mean, you name it, we try to keep it.
when you first came in, you talked to me about how important these standing racks are. And mm-hmm. for people that aren't exposed to this kind of stuff, you don't know anything about it. I didn't know anything about it. I'm still obviously learning quite a bit of it. What does a standing rack do for an individual that needs to use it? Why is that important?
So it helps you get back up on your feet. It helps you keep your bones strong. So if you're sitting and you don't have weight going through your legs, your bones will tend to get brittle. You're not being used. They tend to atrophy. Your muscles atrophy. They get small and you get the skinny legs.
But also your bones.
But your bones also, yes. They'll become, I've got one of my clients, he describes his bones like sheetrock. Basically, it's very porous, break easily, you know, very fragile. It helps with circulation, blood flow, which can help with muscle spasms. Actually helps with your bowel health. You know, when you're sitting down, you're kind of crunched up all day. People don't realize that. By standing up, you are opening up those organs again. You're opening your body up again. Again, clients have mentioned how many times that just by standing, their bowel programs will be that much easier the next day. It really makes a difference in a lot of different areas. We actually have a list attached to one of our standing frames that has all the benefits that standing can do for you.
Have you developed any exercise techniques that you've employed up at the gym?
I mean, we get creative all the time, yeah. You know, we're always, I wouldn't say there's some crazy technique that we're going to call the Shelby technique now or anything like that, you know, but we do come up with exercises all the time, and that's the name of the game at the gym because everybody is so different. Yeah, I mean, I could have 20 clients with stroke. They will all have different symptoms, and they will all have different things that they can or cannot do, and we've got to find out how can we cater this to them. And a lot of it's just trial and error, and just trying some things out. Hey, I don't like this. Hey, this is working great for me. You know what? If it's not working, we'll move on to something else. If this is working, well, awesome. We'll keep it up. So,
is it hard to remember what everybody does and needs and works?
Not really.
There's a lot of people to keep track of.
There's a lot of people, but like I tell our clients there, the more you do something, the easier it gets and the more natural it gets. Practice makes perfect. That's cliche, but it is so true. Repetition, repetition, repetition. So then that goes for everybody. Well, that goes for me too. So I see, you know, most of our clients are regulars. And so as you see them more and more, just naturally know who to get straps for, what to set the machines on. And if I forget one day, which I do, you know, they're very quick to remind me, hey, you know, need this. Or I might actually be setting it up for someone else just because I'm in the routine, you know, yeah. Not really thinking about it. But, again, everybody's really good about
nobody really
out.
Seems to be quiet up there about stuff
so,
like that.
No, no.
Have you ever developed your own exercise equipment or modified anything?
No, not really. My OT, though, is great at that. She's come up with some crazy little inventions made out of PVC piping, you know. Yeah. We got one's called a slosh bar. It's water and a pipe. Sounds really simple, but we use it a lot for balance. When the water kicks one way, you got to fight it. Now you got to bring it to the other side. I mean, there's all kinds of things like that, you know, that you just got to kind of come up with and work with it. So,
the spirit of the NeuroFitness Foundation is, I keep harping on this, I think maybe its biggest strength. I equate it to a clubhouse-like environment. How do you see the vibe of the NeuroFitness Foundation? What is it like to you when you're there?
Oh, it's hard to have a bad day at the NeuroFitness Foundation. It is, you almost can't. And if you are having a bad day, everybody else is so great to try to help encourage you, you know, because, I mean, we all have bad days, you know, disability or not, you're going to have a bad day. But to be in there and to see everybody working hard and to see everybody motivated, it is extremely encouraging to be in that kind of environment. Again, if you're at the house, you're your own worst enemy. You're thinking about it. You know, that's all you're focused on. Well, when you get out, that breaks your focus away from that. Now you see other people. Like, hey, they're doing it. I can do that. You know, or hey, you know, I see you kind of doing this. Why don't you try something new? And we're good about encouraging you to try new things. So, but again, you got to want to. You got to be able to want to get out, get up to the gym. I tell people the hardest thing to do is get in the door. Once you're in the door, you're there. You're going to work out. We're there to help you, you know, but just get there.
I asked President Paul Howard about what you guys needed as far as volunteers go. You really know what you need and what you're looking for as far as volunteers are concerned. So what would you like to see up there, and how can people contact you?
Just call our phone number, 817-571-1323. Honestly, we look for volunteers in any capacity that you want to volunteer. If you want to come up and help us clean the gym on a weekend, that would be fantastic. We would love it. If you want to come up and work with our clients awesome. If you don't have much strength and you can't lift some of the weights or help with some of the machines and you just want to come up and talk to our clients, fantastic. We need that too. We need volunteers in all capacities, any kind of help. If you're good at fundraising and you want to come up and help us at our fundraisers, if you want to help us run our events, any kind of capacity, we're looking for it. You know, we thrive on the help that we get. It makes a huge difference for our clients to have that help. And a lot of it, you know, while it can be intimidating, it's really not. It's easy. The clients have been doing their routines for a long time. They know exactly what they need. They will tell you in detail. It's not hard. It's just they need some hands to help them out.
In the previous segment, we talked to Paul Howard about going from being a member to becoming the president. So is there any chance that you're going to maybe eventually move into an administrator-like position up at the gym?
Absolutely not. I'm happy to run the gym and manage it, but I'm glad that there are people like Paul, like Connie, like Twee, that are able to give their time and run the business side of it, because that is definitely not my strong suit.
Shelby Lauderdale is the man that makes sure the gym is running. He is their club director, the club director of the NeuroFitness Foundation. Their website, neurofitnessfoundation.org. It was great seeing you, man. I really appreciate you coming back in and sitting down with me.
Thanks for having me on, Nick.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.